Well, a GPS-equipped baton is being carried across western Arizona today. That's the fourth day of the 3,300-mile-long One Run for Boston Relay, a coast-to-coast run to raise money for victims of the Boston Marathon bombings. It began in Santa Monica, California, Sunday with remarks by survivor John Odom. It ends April 15th at the Boston Marathon finish line. But it actually began long time ago in Britain last year when three British 30-somethings watched the bombing coverage on TV and decided they had to help. They raised $91,000 with their first run last May. The goal this year is $1 million. Kate Trelevin and Danny Bent are two of those young Brits. They're following the runners in a donated car as they cross the country day and night for almost a month. We caught up with them in 29 Palms, California, where I think you're on a borrowed phone.
That's right. We're at a Holiday Inn Express, and they've kindly let us use their phone line because the signal is patchy out here. We're in a pretty remote area of the desert.
So how does this run work?
So we have broken down the 3,300-mile route into 336 stages, and these average out at about 10 miles. Some are a bit shorter, some are longer. And people can go to the One Run for Boston website, and they can pick a stage near them.
Or they can do, as we hear hundreds of people do, they can fly in?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've got people flying in from everywhere.
Well, and why? What do they tell you? I mean, it might seem obvious. This is the second time it's been run. These funds go to support, you know, hundreds of people who were injured that day. That would seem to be enough. But what else is compelling people?
I think the thing is that a lot of people that are flying in are either the people that took part last year and just felt it was important to them to be at the start. That's why they came down to LA. And other people who may not have heard about it last year are just so keen to be involved in this cause this time around. It's all about showing solidarity and support for those whose lives were changed in those marathon bombings.
Well, and last year, during the first run, people came from around the country to take part in the final stage, which ended around 1 in the morning, misty June night last summer. Quite an emotional event for people. Runs, you know, they have beginnings and ends, and they can be cathartic. Is that why some people are running, too? Do they still need that closure?
Yeah, I think there's many people all around the country that are still feeling the pain of that day, the anger from that day. And this is a way of kind of expressing that, but in a positive way.
Well, what got you up off the couch watching the TV coverage? What propelled you this way?
I think the important thing here is that a certain community, the running community, was at the heart of this attack. And you've got to understand that runners the whole world over, we feel a pretty tightly knit bunch. Yep, we're Brits, but we're runners. We could have been in Boston ourselves. Our families could have been those people at the finish line cheering us on. And we just had this urge to do whatever we could to help.
Well, how many people come?
2,000 people took part last year, and we've got a further 1,500 this year. That number is just increasing every day.
So people can still join?
Yes, absolutely. We've still got stages within the run that haven't been filled by a runner yet. So we have gaps on Route 70 in Texas. It's basically through the panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
And in Oklahoma, we've got spaces all throughout the state, really. So if you're from those states, please come and go on our website and join up.
Yeah. We mentioned John Odom, who was standing at the finish line last year to wait for his daughter to cross. He was severely injured by the bomber. Today walks with a cane. His daughter ran the first 7 miles of the race, I understand. What's it like for runners to see a survivor like him?
Well, John Odom is an absolute inspiration. And, I mean, the last stage of our run last year, he was pushed across our finishing line holding the baton in his wheelchair by his daughter. And then this time around, he started the 2014 relay with the baton in his hand, but he walked across the start line. And I think that just showed the kind of healing that and strength that he's kind of shown throughout this last 9 months or so. And also the strength and healing that has gone on with all the victims, but also throughout the kind of American population as well.
Amazing that it was a year ago. That's Danny Bent. We've been speaking with him and Kate Trelevin, two of the three organizers of the One Run for Boston event. They're making their way across the country right now, raising money for marathon bombing victims. Kate, Danny, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Oh, absolute pleasure.
Thank you
for having us.
And from NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson at NPR West. This is Here and Now.